This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's time now for Money, Riches, and Wealth. Here's your host, Drew Tignanelli.
And this is Drew Tignanelli, your Money, Riches, and Wealth with Christopher John.
Sir.
How are you, Christopho?
Doing great, sir. How about you?
I'm doing wonderful. We're on another open show. Three in a row. And so tonight is another open show.
It's amazing how fast they come around.
That's true. Next week we have Retire With Enough Money by some Italian lady.
And one Italian to another, you can say that.
Giancardelli, right? Something like that. Teresa Giancardelli? I don't know, something like that. Anyway, Retire With Enough Money. That's next week. But this week we're on an open show. Therefore, our listeners are our guests. They get to direct the conversation tonight. They
sure
get to call in, ask anything they want on income taxes, investments, insurances, Social Security, estate planning.
Yeah, you should give out the number.
Anything. 410-922-6680 if you want to call in. Those who call in early, they're the ones that always get the best part of the time to answer their questions. And because, you know, you just tend to take a while to get people to start calling in. 410-922-6680 if you want to call in and ask your question. But let's do it.
In the meantime, you've got a Drew's View, right?
I was just going to say that. You read my mind, Chris. That's wonderful. I got a Drew's View. So here's the, you know, again, we're on an open show, so you get to call in and ask your question. 410-922-6680. You know, I hear people ask me all the time, should I pay off my mortgage? And I hear other financial advisors saying, you should take out the longest mortgage you can and keep it, you know, a low interest rate, long mortgage, you know? And so you get this conflicting advice. And mm-hmm. So people are wondering, should I keep my mortgage? Or, you know, should I even do what some people say is go out and take out a bigger mortgage
right. At
a long-term interest, you know, long-term with a low interest rate. Now, the concept of either keeping your mortgage or taking out a new mortgage comes down to many factors. There is never a simple answer. In other words, if anybody ever tells you, you should take out a long-term mortgage, period, end of the story,
without
any other side of the equation.
Right, without hearing about answers to about 10 questions.
Yeah, well, and not to mention that you have to have, there's always two sides to an equation.
Sure.
And so here's the way you look at it. I always put it this way. Number one, are you looking to make more money in retirement? If you're looking to make more money in retirement and you have a mortgage on your house, a reasonable mortgage on your house for a long term at a low interest rate, and you invest the money wisely and you outperform the interest rate, or even better, if inflation were to take off, then that long term mortgage will be a good thing for you.
Right.
But on the other side of the story is, if you're looking for peace and contentment in retirement, there's something about the human psyche that likes to be debt-free. You know, you could be making all the money you want on your mortgage over here, and you can say, you know, it doesn't bother you and so forth, but I have never seen it fail that when somebody went debt-free, that something didn't get released in them, that they felt certain amount of satisfaction and contentment. And so the answer to the question is, what are you looking to do? Are you looking for peace and contentment in retirement, and are you satisfied with what you have? If you are, then being debt-free is probably your better route. And if you're looking to make more money in retirement and you're trusting the ifs, if inflation takes off and if you make a better rate of return, then this mortgage on the long term could be a good thing for you. But always keep in mind that any investment advisor that's saying that this is the way to go, there is an economic bias with that individual. And anybody who works on a fiduciary responsibility should always present both sides of the story and never say this is the way to go, because we have an economic bias. If our client goes out and takes a $300,000 mortgage on a $400,000 house and gives us that $300,000 to invest.
Right.
And I don't want to be part of that if they don't understand both sides of the story.
Sure. But as you say that, though, people are thinking, well, being safe and not making money, or taking a chance of making money. The chances of all those things coming to fruition are not over 50%.
If somebody did that in 2000, they would have had a horrible. It would have been a bad thing. Ken in Kingsville, how can we help you?
Hi, calling about financial planning. Wife and I are both 58 years old.
Okay.
Came into a very, very large inheritance.
All right.
And it's her and her sister got it divided. Well, she took the farm and some of the cash, but it's still set up in a trust.
Okay.
From both the parents that are deceased. Now, the trust is still in the parents' name with those two as beneficiaries.
Well, what does the trust say at the end when the last parent passes away? What does it say?
Well, from what I've gathered and talked to some lawyers, it said it's like the last Indian standing takes it all.
Okay. There's no power of appointment in the trust?
Well, the one sibling is the power of attorney, and she's in charge of everything.
Well, she's the trustee.
Trustee, yes.
Now, in that trust, a lot of times what will happen is the parents would put in something called a power of appointment, where your wife, now it's not absolute, but it's possible, they would put in a power of appointment, and your wife would be able to say in her will that she wants her share of the income from this trust to go to you. Now, that's possible. I'm not saying that is. You need to make sure you have that trust reviewed by somebody who knows how to review it, also that understands all the income tax consequences of that trust. And, you know, you need to make sure that you understand what your wife's rights are. And, you know, if she predeceases you, you know, and you become dependent upon that income, how are you going to be able to deal with it? So, you know, you just need to do a lot more homework. And
now, does the land get put into her name, even though it's in a trust like this?
No. It depends. Again, you have to tell me what the trust says at the end. If it says that the farm stays and the land stays in the trust and stays in the trust, she's merely the trustee of the trust. She has a fiduciary responsibility to your wife and herself to manage and maintain the property and return income to the beneficiaries as best as, you know, as well as possible, and account for all the money at all times and so forth. So as the trustee, she doesn't actually own the asset. She is merely fiduciarily responsible for the asset.
Gotcha.
All right? But it's a very good situation that you definitely need to make sure you understand wholeheartedly.
I'm not comfortable with the one attorney I talked to, and like I said, when he said, well, it's the last Mohican standing gets it all. And
I find that hard to believe.
If you want to will it to your, you know, the animal rights, this is donate your inheritance to the animals.
Do you have any children?
No, we don't. Right. I have two from a previous marriage.
Right. Well, you know, that would be something we would be able to do for you if you came and showed us everything. We'd be able to answer those questions. But right now I have to run to traffic, but it's a good question, Ken. You take care. And we'll be back, and we'll tell you our phone number in a little bit. This is Money, Rich, and Wealth. Take it away, Trev.
95% of adults agree they could benefit from advice and answers to everyday financial questions from a professional. This is Drew Tignanelli, host of Money, Riches, and Wealth, and president of the Financial Consult. We strive to serve as a leader in educating the public on personal finance topics through our Financial Pulse and Consulate Journal. For these publications and learn about our personal financial management services, visit our website at drewtig.com, drewtig.com, and follow us on Twitter at the FinCon for educational updates.
And we're back. Money, Riches, and Wealth. Drew Tignanelli, Christopher John O'Shea are here to answer your questions. Our guests tonight are you, our listeners.
Yeah.
You get to call and ask your question, 410-922-6680. 410-922-6680 if you want to call in and ask a question. And we do have lines open. I've got Charlie on the line. I'm going to go to him right now. But one more time, 410-922-6680 if you want to call in and ask the question. Charlie, how can we help you?
Hey, Drew.
Yeah.
I want to talk about a voicemail that was left twice on my phone yesterday.
It's a scam.
I'm pretty sure.
And, well, and we hear it all the time.
Other people were at work for it. But they, in this case, they actually gave their number to call back.
Yeah, they always
I got one
do.
This week, too. I got two of them in the last week.
We're calling from the IRS, basically,
yep.
it says. And it is final notice that you're about to be sued. Please call our department number, and it gives a telephone number.
Yeah, they always do. That's part of the scam, is to get you to call. And if you do, then
and
they start harassing you.
And when you call, if you call?
Well, they start harassing you.
Well, yeah, I was going to call. I was going to call when I got this one. I was like, okay, I'm going to call these guys up. The last time I called back, there was no answer. It was just a dead number.
You let it ring for a while?
Yeah.
Me?
Okay.
Yeah.
So
the first time I did, this is like 6 months ago. I didn't call back from this weekend.
Usually what they do, Charlie, is they will, you know, when they answer, they normally will harass you, and they'll say, yes, I'm agent, so forth.
Yeah.
You have an outstanding bill. We're going to, you need to send a check immediately to the IRS, made payable. Here's our address. You don't do it. We prefer a wire. Wire would be better because, you know, and they'll just, and they will bulldog you. They will absolutely abuse you if you're not aware what they're doing.
But who are they?
They're identity fraud people.
Okay. That's what I thought.
They're hackers. Yeah, you should just.
Our name was not mentioned. And, you know, it was a kind of a pre-recorded thing, and I could have cited them on two grammar mistakes during the recording. And I got the same call at like 11 o'clock and then another one at 4:30. And I'd have saved it and listened to it just before I called you.
Yeah, you know, there are, we're hearing an increased, I mean, we've heard before that these have come, and I've had one or two at my house and so forth. But in the last week or so, they've seemed to have gone off the charts,
yeah.
The amount of people that are calling me asking about this. So all of our listeners should be aware, the IRS never, ever calls you. They always send a letter, and then they might call you if you get a letter, but they'll only
after
call
you've
you
called them.
After you've called them, et cetera. And usually if they do come, they come in person.
I had heard something.
Go ahead.
6 months ago, towards the end of the year, I'm not sure whose show or whether it was a news thing or something, that, and I don't know if it ever passed Congress or not, that they were going to allow the IRS to hire third parties to chase people, which meant that in the future we could get calls like that.
No, I've not heard that. Matter of fact, the IRS says specifically on their website, and in reference to this specific scam, that they will never call and that you will always get written documentation first and foremost.
Yeah.
So, you know.
There's another great one out there that you've probably gotten this one, too. It's the guy calls up, but he always has an accent. And he says, I'm calling from Windows. We need you to go to your computer immediately.
Yeah.
And I did that 3 or 4 times. Just hung up, and then finally the fourth or fifth time, I used *69, and it told me the number, and sometimes it won't tell you a number, it'll say the number is 92. There's no telephone number 92. Or the number they give you, you call it up, it says, this has been disconnected, and I'm scratching my head, said, how did they call me from a disconnected number?
Well, I got one of those calls too, Charlie. My wife gets so embarrassed when I do this. But so I get a call at night, and the guy says, "Hi, my name is, and I'm with Windows, and you have a virus on your computer." And I said, "I do." I said, "I got a virus." I said, "That doesn't sound good." And I said, "What do I do?" He goes, "Go get your computer." I go, "Okay, I got my computer." He goes, "You see the window? That's the window." And I go, "No, I don't see a window. What window?" He goes, "The window." And he goes, "You got your computer?" I said, "Yeah, I got my computer." "What window?" He goes, "The window down on the bottom left-hand corner. It says start." I says, "There's nothing there. I got my computer right here." And he goes, "No." And so we're going on and on. And he goes, I go, "I've got my iPad right here in front of me." He goes, "Sir, you need a notebook computer, not your iPad." I said, "My iPad is my computer." And he goes, "Sir, you don't understand. You need..." And we went on with it. It sounded like Laurel and Hardy, you know.
They're all named Jack.
Abbott and Costello, you know.
Sure.
It was one of them. Anyway, I love doing that. Anyway, Charlie, you're
absolutely right.
Thank you for notifying everybody. Those are two very serious and dangerous
hacks.
I got
two in 2 days.
dangerous hacks, IRS scam. Do not talk to them. Do not call them back. Just ignore them, erase them. If they call you, immediately hang up on them. And if somebody calls you about Windows, that's another main hack that they're trying to get into your computers. Immediately just hang up on them. Don't play games with them like some people are stupid enough to do. So we're on an open show tonight, 410-922-6680. If you want to call in, 410-922-6680. If you want to call in and ask your question, now is the best time to call in because you get the most opportunity. And Ken in Kingsville, we were going to tell him if he wanted to come see us and bring that trust information, we could review it with him and give him the information he needs. And if we need to bring an attorney in, we can help bring the attorney in to that would give them the straight scoop as to what they need. But there are a lot of tax issues he's dealing with. There's a lot of trust issues he's dealing with. And he also needs to make sure that he and his wife are properly protected, you know, in using this. And maybe her and her sister don't want to own a farm together. And, you know, maybe they want to go their separate ways. Are there ways to do that? You know, you need to look at that. I find it interesting that a lawyer would have told him the last Mohican standing will get it. I would assume that there are no grandchildren on either side. He didn't have any, or she didn't have any. So we know that she didn't have any, but I can't imagine that the other sister also didn't have any, but very possible.
Sure.
Anyway, if he wants to call us, it's 410-823-SAVE is the easiest way to remember that, 410-823-7283, and we can walk you through that. But tonight we're just on an open show, 410-922-6680. There's nobody on the line if you want to call in and ask a question. 410-922-6680 if you want to call in and ask a question. You know, I was just looking at CNN, and I mean, CNN. I hate CNN.
You're not going to see CNN on at this radio station. We got Fox News up there.
Fox News and, you know, the turkey thing that's going on.
Yeah.
And it's fascinating. The turkey situation and what you know, the markets don't seem to be too concerned about turkey.
Not right now.
You know, let's hope that it never turns into more of an issue. Let's hope that Erdogan, I always call him Erdogan, you know, but I guess they, Erdogan. You know, heard it. They use that G as like a W, Erdogan.
Well, the media always, you know, remember. The media is the ones that tell us what version of the pronunciation they want us to use.
Right.
Because they're the ones who are always reporting on it.
So, anyway, you know, let's hope that he doesn't move in the direction he looks like he wants to move in.
And he's been moving towards.
Which he's been moving toward. He's been solidifying power that he can be very difficult to get out of power. And hopefully our country doesn't send the gentleman that they say was the leader of the uprising. You know, because as far as I can see, this guy has not done anything to hurt the United States, where Erdogan has not done anything to help the United States, in my opinion. There are a lot of things that he could be a lot better friend than he's been.
Yeah, so far the markets have just kind of shrugged.
Discounted it.
And gone higher.
Yeah, we'll see. Anyway, we got to take another traffic. We're going to be back. We're on an open show tonight, 410-922-6680. If you want to call in right after the hour, we'll be hitting those calls, 410-922-6680. Right now we're going to traffic and be right back. Money, Riches, and Wealth.
Personal finance has become a major area of stress due to the increasing dangers and complexities of the global economy. Personal financial management is a comprehensive approach to combating these issues, and the financial physical is the first step. This is Drew Tignanelli, host of Money, Riches, and Wealth, and president of the Financial Consulate, an independent fee-only firm. The financial physical begins with an objective analysis of your personal finances and ends with a plan to help achieve your goals. Experience the difference of the financial physical and learn how personal financial management can revolutionize your financial well-being. To learn more about the financial physical and the other services we offer, call us at 410-823-SAVE. That's 410-823-7283. Or the easy way to remember that, 410-823-SAVE. Or visit us online at DrewTig.com. That's DrewTig.com.
All right, we're back. Money, Riches, and Wealth. This is Drew Tignanelli. We got lines are jammed now, Chris.
Yeah, you got them.
So let's go and start answering them. Lou in Dundalk, how can we help you?
Well, I'll soon be 90 October the 4th, and my wife had a stroke, and I've been married 70 years, and I've had the same phone number for 69 years. And what happened, I signed up with Publishers Clearing House to buy some of their stuff, and that's the only way that I know. They gave my number out or sold my number or whatever, I don't know. But I did call them, and they said I should have told them not to give my number out.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. Publishers Clearing House does do that. They, unless you specifically tell them, they automatically opt you into selling your name and number.
Okay, what happened here, they've called me for almost a year now, and I started marking down the numbers that they were calling, and I stopped at 75 different numbers from the same person.
Wow. What you need to do, Lou, is you need to go on to the Do Not Call list. Have you done that?
I've been on that all the time, but then I call Verizon. Verizon says that they can't, all that they can block is four or five numbers, incoming calls. I called the Jamaican embassy in Washington and explained to them that I was pretty well up in the age, that my wife was ill and sick, and could they call and stop them from calling me? And they just gave me the runaround.
No, you're not going to be, your only answer is going to be to use a different phone number and give your friends and family out a new phone number.
Well, what happened is, I called the IRS and told them that I have recordings and the phone number where they're identifying themselves as IRS. They said, just hang up. Well, I've been doing this for a year, and they will not let up. I asked them one time, what can I do to get you off my back? Said, mail us, go to Walmart and get one of these money orders, whatever they sell there.
No, you don't want to do those.
To do with it. You know, I knew what was going on, meaning that that would really
one thing you can do, Lou, is just get yourself an answering service and then just let all the calls go to the answering service and just delete them one at a time and just take the ones that call in. But I have to run. I got to get some other calls, too, okay? But that would be my best solution. Get Verizon answering service, let the calls come in, don't answer them, and then just go on and see what the message is and delete the ones that are from these scam artists. I got to go to Carol in Westminster. Carol, how can I help you?
Hi, thank you, Drew. Thank you for taking my call.
Uh-huh.
I had a question about the Maryland 529 college program.
Okay, the investment plan or the prepaid plan?
I'm not sure.
Okay, well, ask your question and I'll know.
For my godchildren that I can make payments to. But I had heard, I thought at one time, that you could take withdrawals from those plans for medical expenses without being penalized.
No.
That's true.
No. Not that I know of. Now, if the child were to become, would die or get scholarships, you can take it out without penalty. But I've not heard of anything to do with medical. Medical is true in IRA accounts. But
right.
Not in the 529 that I know of. I could be missing something in the law there, but as far as I know, no, that is not correct.
Okay, I'm probably confusing that with an IRA then.
IRA can be. There's rules as to how that works, but yes, IRAs can, but not 529s. All right?
Okay, right. Thank you very much.
All right, you take care. We're going to Doug in Finksburg.
Hi, Drew. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah.
I have a question about inversions. I'm a holder of Johnson Controls stock who's going
okay.
to an inversion with Tyco Corp.
Yeah.
And I used to be a previous employee with a paid, you know, a traditional pension with them. And I was just wondering what would be the concerns of them going through the inversion?
Nothing.
No.
Your pension, you're worried about your pension, not the Johnson Controls itself, et cetera, right?
Well, I have both. I'm not currently
it's a good
retired.
Thing. It's a good thing for either or. Okay, so going through the inversion will allow them to pay a lot less corporate taxes, so that's a good thing for your stock. And number two, the pension is a separate, distinct entity, and the pension has money guaranteeing your payment, and that is not affiliated with the corporation itself. And if for any reason the pension did not have enough money, it would then go to the PBGC, the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation. And as long as your pension isn't a huge one, where you're getting $7,000, $8,000, $9,000 a month, and you're only going to be getting $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 a month, you really don't have a lot to worry about.
All right. Well, fantastic.
Yeah, don't worry. I think the inversion will actually be a good thing for them. That's if the Obama administration lets it go through.
Sure.
And they're getting more and more vicious with these things. All right, Doug?
All right. Well, thank you for taking my call.
Yep. And so just to answer, what is an inversion? That's when an American company merges with a foreign company. The foreign company is the one taking over. The American company then switches their headquarters to the foreign corporation
right.
in a lower taxed country, a lower corporate tax country, and then shifts a lot of their foreign corporate tax to the foreign corporate tax structure and lowers their tax rate dramatically. It's a silly thing that the United States still has a very high corporate rate, but it's a silly thing that we have any income taxes whatsoever, either on corporations or individuals. I think income taxes are one of the most ridiculous taxes ever created in the history of mankind, other than the estate tax, Chris.
Don't get you started on that.
We're going to Keith in Baltimore. Keith, how can we help you?
Hey, how are you?
Good, and you?
Good, thanks. I got a letter from a company that I used to work for. I was a salaried employee, and they had a 403.
Right. Now, that's you were with university or a state government or a hospital?
Company.
Not a hospitality. A hospitality company. It would have to have been a not-for-profit hospitality company, and they're not very common. So maybe you had a 401 or a 457 deferred compensation, not a 403. 403 are only for hospitals, research facilities, libraries, schools, universities. So go ahead, tell us your question.
Okay.
Go ahead.
It's a retirement plan, but they sent me a letter, and they're dissolving the retirement plan.
Okay.
And it's being dissolved about 6 or 8 years early.
Okay.
So I'm taking a hit on it to begin with. And they tell me that if I don't do anything, they're going to roll it over into an annuity of their choice. Do I let them do that, or do I?
No. You should. First off, you got to figure out: are they following all the rules? This is not a simple thing they're allowed to do. Okay, it's very complicated for them to just liquidate the plan, and you better understand the rules, and you better understand that they're following the rules correctly. And if they liquidate it early, they can't penalize you for their early liquidation. Okay. So make sure you understand what the rules are and that they're abiding by them. And but do not, if they are going to do it properly and they do give you a lump sum distribution, do not let them just send it where they want to. You should take control of it, roll it to an IRA, and then invest it as you choose from that point forward.
The amount that we're talking about is about 26.
$26,000, that's not uncommon.
Can that be rolled into a Roth?
Well, you can, but when you do that, you're going to have to report that $26,000 as extra income in the year that it's rolled into the Roth. So let's say you made $50,000, now you have to report $76,000, and then you have to pay taxes on that full $76,000, but the money you got from the pension will be now in the Roth from there on out. So that's the negative side of that equation.
Yeah, that was my other question. Is there any way to avoid taxes on this?
No, sir. That's everybody would love to find that solution. There's about $8 trillion of people looking for that solution.
Or putting it in something that defers the taxes until I retire.
Well, that's what the IRA does. So when you roll it into the traditional IRA, it defers the taxes until you fully retire. You and then you only pay taxes on the little bit you withdraw every year. That's your solution, Keith. All right?
Okay, but not a Roth.
Well, you can do a Roth as long as you're willing to pay the taxes on the conversion. If you're not, then you go to the traditional IRA and you do Roth conversions little bit at a time, maybe a couple thousand a year, something like that, that you may be able to afford to do. All right?
Okay.
All right, buddy. You take care. Good question. Right now, we got to go to traffic. We'll be right back. Money, Rich, and Wealth. We're on an open show. 410-922-6680. Take it away, traffic.
Personal finance has become a major area of stress due to the increasing dangers and complexities of the global economy. Personal financial management is a comprehensive approach to combating these issues, and the financial physical is the first step. This is Drew Tignanelli, host of Money, Riches, and Wealth, and president of the Financial Consulate, an independent fee-only firm. The financial physical begins with an objective analysis of your personal finances and ends with a plan to help achieve your goals. Experience the difference of the financial physical and learn how personal financial management can revolutionize your financial well-being. To learn more about the financial physical and the other services we offer, call us at 410-823-SAVE. That's 410-823-7283. Or the easy way to remember that, 410-823-SAVE. Or visit us online at DrewTig.com. That's DrewTig.com.
And this is Money, Riches, and Wealth. We're back, and we're on an open show. We only have about 10 minutes left.
But you cleared all the lines.
I did. We did that very well.
Yes, some great questions.
410-922-6680. I'd love to see Ken's situation. I don't know how heck he has a 403.
Right.
I don't know what he was, you know, because 403B is the code for the Internal Revenue Code for a certain type of pension savings, and it strictly deals with government. It has to be a medical, a library, a school, or a university. Those are the primary not-for-profit organizations that can do a 403.
And it has similarities to a 401k.
Oh, it has very similarity to a 401k, but it's still a different law, and you had to work for one of those types of institutions in order to be participating
in
it.
And they don't end them as fast as others trying to do it in a 401k.
Yeah, not to mention a 403, you know, a 403, there's no reason to ever end it because it has no impact on the company or the institution that set it up. It's strictly the employee's money to do what they want to do. So it has to be some kind of other plan that maybe I'm not even thinking about that he's referring to. To me, it's probably some kind of cash balance plan or defined benefit plan or something like that. Those would be the kind of plans that you would get a letter saying, we're going to liquidate, this is what you're going to get, we're going to give you a lump sum check, blah, 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 blah. But they have to follow very specific rules. And, you know, you assume that it's a relatively large company, that they're doing it right. But if it's not a relatively large company, I would be very skeptical because they may not do it right.
We've seen all sorts of things.
Yeah. So we don't have any callers online. We're going to just have to ramble for about 6 minutes here. So what do you have to ramble about?
410-922-6680. That's our number.
Yeah, well, that's not rambling, Chris.
Well, you were talking earlier, your view, Drew's view. I would expand on that just a little bit because you were talking about here's a piece of information that advisors are telling folks. And it's like a one-size-fits-all. And so that's coming from, because the average individual out there is trying to make sense of a fast-changing world. You know,
right.
All the laws, the tax laws, retirement laws, all the different things that are happening on a regular basis. And what I was telling you off the air, I think just to say here, just advise people to be very cautious, because I've run into three or four situations in the last few months where people are operating under correct information, but it's dated. It was correct 10, 15, even 20 years ago.
Right.
But it's it's not active information. It's not current information.
Yeah, you hear it all the time. Matter of fact, one of the biggest that I hear, Chris, is, you know, people think that if they sell their house and they're making a gain, that the only way they can defer the gain is buy a more expensive house. Well, that was 1997. That law was in effect. Since 1997, every time you sell the house, if you're single, you get to exclude $250,000 a gain. gain. And if you're married, you get to exclude $500,000 a gain. And if that wipes out your gain, 2 years later, you've bought another house, you have another gain, you can do it over again. And you can buy a $1 million house the first time and a $300,000 house the next time and a $600,000 house the next time and a $100,000 condo the last time. And it's totally irrelevant. It's the gain that you get to exclude is up to 250 single, 500 married, period. End of the story.
And it was the greatest change ever. I mean, for that particular sale, it was an amazing law. The most recent one I heard where someone thought that they had to wait until age 70 to be able to make as much money as they wanted and collect Social Security and not have an impact on how much you would actually get out of Social Security.
Right.
Well, that law changed.
It's 94, we think.
Yeah, we think it was 1994.
1994, Clinton changed that and said, no, if you're 65 or older, you can make unlimited amount of money, collect your Social Security, no longer
and
have to
be. And that's your full
70.
Retirement age, whatever
now,
that may
yeah.
be.
For you and I, it's 67, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's go to Jean, our last caller of the night. Jean, how can we help you?
I am looking to get a homeowner's insurance. I understand that the homeowner's insurance that I've had for years is about $700 or $800 too high.
So where do you live, Jean?
Columbia.
Columbia. And that's not the country Columbia. That's the region down south of Baltimore, right?
No. Yes.
Okay. What?
Don't mind him. He's getting tired.
What insurance company are you currently with?
Well, they have me with Travelers. I have it through a.
You got that. You got that stinking Geico, don't you?
Huh?
You got Geico, don't you?
No, I have. For the house, I have Travelers. For my auto, I have Geico.
Yeah, I hate Geico, but that's another story. Let's. So here's what you do, Gene. Call Erie Insurance. E-R-I-E. Call Erie Insurance and have them quote both your auto and your home and watch what happens. Okay?
Okay. The only possibility is to ask for both?
Well, you always want to put your auto and home together, and you'll be surprised at Erie versus Geico and what it does for the homeowners and the auto together for you. You have a better company to deal with. Go read Consumer Reports. They'll tell you that Geico is down the list and Erie's in the top five almost every year.
You had, sometime before, you had mentioned some outfit that does general stuff in Carroll County that you thought were really good folks.
Yeah, well, but they're Erie agents. That's Darren Barnes and Ron Drager out of Taneytown. And we also use Todd Boyle out of Bel Air, but, you know, they can work anywhere in the states of Maryland or in Pennsylvania. They work with lots of our clients in all these different areas like Columbia and so forth. But that's who we were talking to a few months ago, but they're Erie agents. That's why we recommend people to go to them. We don't get anything from them. We're fee-only advisors. We don't refer people to people because we're going
to
get something out of it.
All the time, and I understand that, and I really appreciate your doing this kind of a...
Yeah, so call Erie, see what happens. And if you write me an email, I'll give you the contact information to either Darren or Todd, and you just see what happens. But that's what I would recommend you do. Anything to get people away from Geico is my opinion. So you know how to get my email. It's drew@drewtig.com. drew@drewtig.com.
Sounds great. Thank you so much.
All right, Gene. You take care. You know, it's not that I have anything against Geico. I just don't like them. Every time I've dealt with them or had clients deal with them, I've had only negative experiences. I'm serious.
No, I'm just thinking about it. I don't have anything against them. 15, I just don't like them.
15 years ago, I went to Geico, and they said, oh, you know, this is great. You know, we're gonna give you this, and we're going to give you that. And I said, okay. And so I decided to go with them because I thought, you know, gosh, Geico, you know, this is a great company. I might as well try them. Before I ever refer clients to them, I should do it myself. And 2 months after I was with them, they wrote me and said, you had a speeding ticket you didn't tell me about. And I'm like, I don't have any speeding tickets that I didn't tell you about. Well, it turned out that I did have a speeding ticket. And I said, well, I didn't even know I had it. And they canceled me. 2 months into it, they
said,
they said their application says specifically that they'll do this research for 3 months. At the end of 3 months, then they'll bind the insurance. That was just my first negative experience. I had another one where a client had a bad accident. She had a bad accident, and she was hit by an uninsured driver, basically.
Right.
She should have had $100,000 of uninsured motorist coverage. GEICO had her sign off on to 30-60 of uninsured motorist. And instead of getting what she needed, she got $30,000. I mean, you know, this is the kind of garbage that GEICO does. I don't like them.
Sure.
Warren can love them all he wants.
Yeah, he likes the business model. We don't. It's not service-oriented.
Anyway, this is Drew Tignanelli saying God bless.